right. I'm going to keep this one super short because I really want you to just think about this concept, okay? The concept is juxtaposing ideas, or even better, juxtaposing behaviors and thoughts that you have, okay? Let's make it even simpler. Juxtaposition, okay? What it means is to bring two separate things together side by side for comparison, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up, you have, this is a pretty a common example of somebody saying, oh, you know what? I won't eat meat. It's not healthy. I'm a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. By the way, anything I'm about to say, you can choose, you can choose to be whatever you want. Like, it doesn't matter to me. It does not affect my life. Your belief about what is right doesn't affect my life. All right? So this is not a, we're going to bash on people who are vegetarians. This is an example. Okay. Because, by the way, we don't bash on anybody. Doesn't matter what they're doing. So somebody who's like, oh, you know what? I'm a vegetarian. It's just healthier. It's this and that, blah, 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 blah. And then they look at that by itself, but then if we were to juxtapose something else that they're doing, then we would be like, okay, well, which one are you? Which one are you? Like, are you really about health? Or only when it comes to this belief about being a vegetarian? Because on the weekend, it looks like you're drinking a fair amount of alcohol and partying and staying up late and doing X, Y, and Z. If we juxtapose those, then we can see that there's a conflict here, like, which will then inevitably show up in a lack of results in that person's life. If you're not moving in the same direction, in one direction, it's going to be very difficult. You can't say, look, here's the thing. You can do whatever you want, by the way. And I will say that again and again and again. But you can do whatever you want. But just realize that if on one hand you're not eating protein and getting your protein target because you're a vegetarian, because it's not healthy to eat meat, but then on the other side you're drinking tons of alcohol, watching Netflix until 1 a.m. and not really being active, then you can just stop. Like, here's the thing. You can stop saying you're a vegetarian, or you can just eat vegetarian food and stop saying that you're all about health, or it's healthier, or stop telling other people what's healthier. Because now you've removed all of this cognitive load, all of this stress in your mind, this weight, right? And you can continue doing what you're doing and now actually possibly enjoy it. It is my personal opinion that if you are drinking so much that you're getting hammered all the time, or drinking until you're drunk and staying up late, like, that's not healthy, okay? Like, those things don't contribute to a better human being, okay? They do contribute in the sense that they'll tell you what doesn't feel good and what you don't want to do. So in that sense, even those things contribute. But my point is, if you look at things and you compare them and you juxtapose them, your ideas, your things in your life, it will help you bring yourself into an alignment. It will help you bring yourself into harmony within yourself. That's kind of my point, is a lot of us are out of alignment. A lot of us are out of harmony, and it's okay. See, that's the thing. It's okay. Guess what? I'm out of harmony, and I work to find those areas, because here's the thing. A lot of times no one's going to call us out. No one will tell you, like, bro, why are you, because no one thinks to ask this of, like, well, why are you not eating bread? Oh, because it's not healthy? Oh, but you're getting drunk on the weekend, so which one is it? Like, are you really concerned about health? Because if bread is so bad, but then you're getting drunk on the weekend, it just doesn't add up, right? And no one's going to do that for you. I mean, I'll do that for my clients because that's what they pay me a lot of money for, right? Because that's my skill set. Like, I've just been around. I just put myself around really smart people, PhDs, like actual scientists who know things, and really successful people, like in different areas, business, sports, relationships, etc. And I want to find out what is really important here, because if I can remove all the bullshit and the fluff, all of a sudden I can get the result without all this fluff, without all this moving around. So, you know, people won't do that for you because it takes a lot of skill and practice to be able to even think like that, which is why most people don't get results that they want. But this is literally the skill set that I work on, that I, you know, and the people that I put myself around, this is the skill sets that they have, right? Like, if you're doing 100 things and making $1 million a year, and you're just doing more stuff and more stuff and more stuff, an astute business person might ask, or somebody who thinks like this might ask, so it looks like out of the 100 things that you're doing, which take up all your time, energy, focus, and attention, and stress you out, and take away time from things that you really want, which maybe that's to spend time with your wife or your kids, only 4 of those things actually contribute to the $1 million. Everything else is just like, you can get rid of it and not do it, and you'll still get that $1 million. Well, you gotta identify what are those 4 things. Or you might find out that, oh, I just want to really spend time with my family, and if I remove, you know, 90 of those things and I get back, you know, 30 hours a week that I can spend with my family, and then my income drops to, let's say, 600,000, right? I'm getting what I want, but we put the focus on the wrong things, right? And so it's, you know, there's this theme that I've been sharing. It's like, ask the right questions, put the right people around you who can ask better questions, because on the surface, that $1 million person might be successful, but then they're miserable because they never got close to what they really wanted, which was to spend time with their family. But they got caught up in, like, well, success is making more. But you're a failure in regards to your own objective, in your own standard. So part of that is finding out, what do I really want? Where do I want to go? And then the second part is asking the question of, like, is this actually moving me closer to that desired place or destination, right? So, I asked this question to one of my people, one of my trial clients on the Strong Body Blueprint, where I looked at his data. And so usually, like, I got to be with you and find out a lot of things to be able to figure out what's the right question. Like, I only take on 1 or 2 new clients every month. And so I was like, so bro, you're not eating meat and getting enough protein because of, and sometimes people don't even know why they're doing certain things, but let's just tell them, like, oh, so you're not going to do it because you're attached to something about not wanting to eat meat or cook meat. Okay. Well, then what about how does this drinking fall in with that? How does drinking this quantity of alcohol on a weekly basis align with that? Because doesn't that invalidate what you're doing over there in the sense of like those are conflicting ideals? Is it really like, is it really healthy and cool to drink that much if I say I want to be leaner and healthier and stronger, and then at the same time I won't figure out, it's not that I won't, right? Because anybody who's trying to figure out the answer is all good. It's all good. You're not doing anything wrong. But unless you hold up the mirror to these things, you're lost. You won't figure it out. So, you know, to not figure out how to get adequate protein, or here's a better thing. When you say, oh, I just can't hit that much protein, or I don't know how to do it, well, then you're not going to figure it out. Versus, how about this? I would really prefer to hit my protein target because I know that I'll look better and I'll feel better. But at this moment, I'm unable to figure out what that might look like. Let me try figuring that out. That's a very different statement from, and that's a very different way of being than, I just can't do it. It's fucking so fucking hard. That person's not really going to get there. If they do get there through brute force, it's not going to last very long, right? So anyways, you know, juxtapose things you're doing with other things you're doing and see if you're really in alignment with what you want. Because you'll benefit. When you change the way that you think about things rather than just spit out stuff that you think and feel, life gets better. Like, it's so much better. Like it's so much better to not do a bunch of shit. Just either in total, like I'm not doing 30 things anymore, or also like be able to have the skill to be like, well, I say I want to be healthy, but then I'm also choosing to get shit faced a few times a week. I need to take a second to like, which one do I prefer? It's not about need to, have to, must to, or should. It's about what do I prefer. By the way, that's a topic of its own, but like when if you say I need to, I must, I should, I have to, blah blah, that inherently will set up negative feelings in your body, that will set up negative thoughts in your brain, and you will not accomplish what you're trying to accomplish in an easy, sustainable way. There's nothing that you need to, must, should, whatever, none of it, right? It's all preference. Like, what would I like? What would I prefer? Right? So, anyways, juxtapose things. Put them side by side and put up a mirror to yourself and then be gentle with yourself and then have a preference. Like, I don't want people to leave this, hearing this, and be thinking, oh, man, I'm a piece of shit for drinking. When I said I wanted to get in shape and I just drank and I can't stop. No, you're do not do that. Do not do that. Be gentle with yourself and be skillful with yourself. We look for mastery, not brute force, not guilt, not shame, not regret. We look for mastery, okay? So anyways, I'll leave it at that for right now. Hopefully that was helpful. You know, if that's helpful, feel free to share or like it or not, you know, who cares? As long as you, what I would really ask for you is use these ways of thinking to improve your life. Like, you liking my thing is not improving your life. Like, and I would rather, if I had a choice, I would prefer that you actually use this way of thinking versus you hear it, it sounds good, and then, oh, please like it and share it. Not interested in that. Alrighty, have a fantastic day.